We're doing Netivot Shalom and Parshat Toldot Vayitrotzitzu Abanim Bekirbam, and we explained the Netivot Shalom explained that Banim is a reference to the thoughts, and what was troubling Rivka was that he didn't explain how, he just said they are, and he said that what was troubling Rivka was that she felt that there were mixed thoughts inside her stomach. One was attracted to paganism, the other was attracted to holiness, and the forefathers were working to discern between good and bad. Ever since the Chet Etz Hadas, that's been our purpose, that's been our tikkun, and the avot were the beginning of the tikkun, and here she is, she's pregnant, and she feels that the baby in her stomach is a mixture of good and bad. And that's what God tells her. No, don't worry. There are two in there. Umumaz beze al derech avoda. And here we have an allusion to the way of service. The shnei agoyim im shnei yitzarim sheyesh ba'adam. These two nations are really the two desires that are within a person. Yetzer hatov v'yetzer hara. The desire for good and the desire for bad. Shekach kava kadosh baruch hu tzeder ha'olam. This is how God ordained the order of the world. Shetiyah milchamat midit, that there will be an ongoing war ben yetzer hatov liyetzer hara, between the desire for good and the desire for bad. That tachliti, and the purpose is keomro, like the prophet told Rivka, the rav yaavod sa'ir, the greater one, the older one, will be subservient to the younger one. Rav, who is the older one, hu yetzer hara. That is the desire for bad, sheba harishon. That's the first thing that enters a person. Kmo dichtiv, as the verse says, la petach chatat rovitz. The sin is waiting at the entrance, shemiyadim ledato shel adam, that directly with a person's birth, noladimo yetzer hara shebekirbo. Born with him is that desire for bad that is in him. But when it comes to the desire for good, nikrat sa'ir, that's called the youngster in a person. Why? Shemagei alav achakach. That only really enters a person later, biyoto ben yudgimel shana, when he is 13, kshenichnas l'shnato ayudaled, entering his 14th year. Ukmo shkatav agon hakadosh Rabbi Chaim Vital, and as the great genius, the Holy One, Rabbi Chaim Vital, wrote the Perush Ol Arbasa Botkinet Hachametz, explaining the Mishnah that says on the light of the 14th, we search for the Chametz. Shemrumaz v'reshit shnat ha-yudalet shel ha-adam, that there is an allusion over there to the beginning of the 14th year of a person. She'az ba'alav ha-yetzer tov, that is when the desire for good comes to him. V'az bodekinet hachametz, and that is when we start searching out that which is leaven to uproot that which is bad. V'atachliti, and the essence is the rav yavod tzair, that the older one will be subservient to the younger one. Lachni ayetzer tov tachta yetzer ayetzer hara tachta yetzer tov, to make the yetzer hara subservient to the yetzer tov. Vayetzei harishon admoni kulo kaderet se'ar. The verse says the first one came out red, completely like a garment of hair. Rishon, the first one that came out, haynu ayetzer hara, that's a reference to the desire for bad, sheba miyad kshadam nolad, that comes to a person directly when he is born. Admoni, it says he is red, moral ta'avat urtichat adam la'avera, that is an allusion to the desire of a person and his blood boiling for sin. Vayikra shemo Esav, Esav milashon asui. He was called Esav. Esav comes from the word asui, ready-made. Shui asui umushlam. He's ready-made, he's complete. Shekvarim neidato shel adam, that already with a person's birth, hayetzer hara shelo kvar asui umushlam, betachlit hashlemut. Directly when a person is born, his yetzer hara is already ready-made, whole, in the essence of wholeness, shelapetach hatat rovetz, to the opening, to the womb, when a child is born, that sin is waiting for him. V'achrichen, and only afterwards, yatza achiv, does the brother come out, hu yetzer hatov, that's a desire for good, shebarak achakach b'shnato ayudaled, that comes only afterwards, in the 14th year of a child's life. V'yadoch ezet ba'akev Esav, and his hand is holding on to the heel of Esav. K'loshon ha'Torat Avot, like the Torat Avot writes, she'ochez oto ba'akevav, zolerinit zutrotn. I don't know what that Yiddish means. She'chelek hara lo yomos et chelek ha'tov. He's holding up that heel. That heel is trying to destroy it, to step down on him. And he's holding up the heel. Don't you pounce on me. Umumaz beviyado, and in the word that says his hand, what is yad? His hand is holding up that heel. Yad is an allusion to the year 14, which is gematria yad. She'az yado chezet ba'akev Esav lechnia tarash bekirbo. That is when the Yetzer Tov, so to speak, sticks up his hand and grabs the heel. It's trying to smash down on it, the heel of the Yetzer Hara, and holding it up, that's the year 14. So, Ben-Tivot Shalom over here said, over here we have an allusion in this story of the two nations, that we have an allusion to the two desires that evolve within a human being. And the older one is the Yetzer Hara, that Chazal teaches that from the minute a person is born, he has desire for bad. And the Yetzer Tov only comes in when we're 14 years old. And the hand that's holding on to the heel, the hand of Yaakov, which is a reference to the Yetzer Tov, which is an allusion to the Yetzer Tov, that's teaching us that when the child turns 14, then he, so to speak, sticks up his hand and grabs that heel of the Yetzer Hara that is trying to smash down on the Yetzer Tov.